Welcome to episode 6 of the Gadget Switch podcast. I'm your boy RP3, and I'm with my co-host V Worldwide. What's up, V?
What's up, man? How y'all doing?
I'm doing good, man. Hey, on today's episode, we're going to be talking about last week's Samsung Unpack event, and I want to talk to you about your opinion on the event, and we're going to talk some Google Pixel 4a. So let's get this show on the roll, sir. So what did you think of the Unpack event from Samsung last week?
So, I mean, overall, I mean, it was okay, I guess. I was disappointed in the Note. I'm a Note guy, man. The most disappointing thing was the price. I mean, it was a lot of money, $1,300, man. And then I was like, okay, well, I knew there was two coming out. So I'm like, okay, I'll just get the regular Note. And then I saw it was just basically plastic. One thing I did like the Galaxy Watch. It's a little bit thinner now and everything. And that price is high, though. I mean, I think it's $400.
Oh, yeah, it's up there.
Yeah, man, it's just the prices keep going up on everything, and I think that just took it down. I mean, I like the show overall, but that just, I mean, the price is just pretty much deflated any hype I had. I mean, I'm still going to get it, but like I got the pre-order going for the Ultra right now, so.
All right, but yeah, because, I mean, the Ultra in general, it seems like the updates and what they're bringing to the table are so incremental, but the price that keeps going up isn't keeping up with what they're, you know, bringing to the phone. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing. I mean, like, for example, we want the camera behind the display. You know, don't get me wrong, we're used to the hole punch, you know, that infinity O circle, but you know, people have been talking so long about the actual, like, that tech where you got the camera behind the display and it has this seamless look to it. Mm-hmm. And you really don't see the cameras there, but they are there. And, you know, it just seems like the S Pen is the same. I mean, they made it a little faster where the pen to screen touch of the S Pen is faster, meaning that it's not that delay from when you're writing. It's almost like an immediate reaction.
Yeah, I think it's like 9.9 millimeters or something. Reaction, yeah.
So, I mean, those type of
milliseconds, I'm sorry.
Yeah. But those type of incremental updates, those are very techy. It's hard to turn that into a selling feature to just a regular, you know, person coming in off the streets. You can't really sell that.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, there's no arguing there. I mean, you just can't. I mean, the average person wouldn't know anything about that. I mean, I know when I was coming into the Note, I started getting a Note because of the drawing. I love to draw and stuff. I'm an artist too. So the Note, that's why I stick with the Note. I mean, it's just perfect for me. But a regular person coming in, they'll use the Note to the S Pen to, you know, scroll, look at videos, you know, and click on little articles and stuff like that. They never touch the drawing app or the writing app or anything like that. So, yeah, I mean, it's hard to sell anybody on something like that. And the camera on the back this year, it is a little bit raised in the back.
Yeah. It's, I mean, flush. Yeah, but it's still got that, you know, the 108 megapixel sensor. Mm-hmm. And again, it's a hard selling point, again, trying to explain a 108 megapixel camera sensor to a regular person when most people just turn the camera on, take the picture, and they go from there. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't want to knock it, but it's hard to offer somebody a good reason to pay, what is it, $1,399 or whatever, $1,299 for a Ultra. And but you know what? I think us being tech snobs, how we look down on the Note 10 because of the build material, whereas we wouldn't buy it. I think that might appeal to regular customers because most people don't care about build material like we do. I'm being I'm playing a devil's advocate to your argument.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I get that. Man, it just really disappointed me, that price. I was like, oh, man, because I was waiting on the price. I mean, they did save that to the end, so.
Yeah. Yeah, but like I said, it wouldn't shock me because I think a lot of people in the tech community think that the Note 20 may not sell. And I might try to take the opposite argument that regular people aren't, you know, wrapped up in the build quality, build materials. And Samsung can package a phone and make it look very presentable, very fashion forward, very, you know, a very desirable device. And people won't turn their nose up at the build material like we would. So I tend to think the Note 20, the regular Note 20, will probably sell a lot more than the Ultra, because I think the Ultra is going to be like gigantic. I think fellas, the guys, we're going to like the Note 20.
Oh, right? Yeah, because it's a big phone.
The fellas, we're going to like the Note 20 Ultra, and we'll take a little bit of time to learn about the phone. But I think the Note 20 may appeal to women, you know?
Oh, the regular Note 20. Okay, yeah. I think, you know, as far as the Note 20 goes, you know, in that build, I say it's plastic and everything, but you know what always bails out the Notes is that screen.
Yeah.
It is still the best looking screen out of any phone. I mean, it can't be denied. They build screens for other phones. I mean, they just know what they're doing, and I think that bails it out a lot too.
Yeah.
As far as looks go. So, I mean, they make up for it in that department. But Yeah, the price is just, and I think that's why people are easy with it, because it's always the best looking displays.
Right. Yeah. And that's going to be another selling point. So I think people are not going to be looking at the back of their phones. And then it's like, how many people put cases on their phones?
Well, yeah. So, you know what? I didn't even think about that.
That negates the plastic.
It does.
You know, that argument for the plastic phone. I mean, don't get me wrong. You got a certain percentage of people who will rock the phone without anything on it. But for the most part, everybody who I tend to run into, if I was to say out of every 10 people I see, I can literally say 9 to 10 people. Literally, I can go literally a whole day and I may never see anybody walk around without a case. I might see maybe 1 or 2 people in a week that may rock their phone without a case.
Uh-huh.
So that could negate that argument of how bad the materials is. Cause like you said, they're going to look at that beautiful display.
Yeah. And then, I mean, that's all they're going to see. Yeah, you're right. I mean, I hardly ever see anybody without that case on. Yeah. So, yeah, man, it's just $1,300.
You can buy 2 computers, huh? You can buy two or three computers with that thing.
2 or 3 nice ones.
Yeah. Now,
go ahead.
Oh, now I was going to ask you about the Galaxy Watch.
Yeah.
Now, that is expensive. But at the same time, people pay similar for Apple Watches. And I think the only knock I can probably put on that Galaxy Watch is not so much the price, but I think the fact that my wife always said that the tech industry doesn't really design a lot of things for females. She thinks a lot of the watches are too masculine, even the active watches. She think are, you know, even though they're a little, they have softer build qualities to them, mm-hmm. she still think they're too masculine.
See, I thought those looked more, I mean,
for women, for right? Women.
Yeah, exactly. Because you don't, as far as the gear goes on the top, but you know, to spin the gear, it doesn't have the ridges in it.
Right.
And I always like that. I mean, it's just got that weight to it. It's just like a manly watch.
Right.
And I still have my gear. I still have the Frontier. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about this one and then I saw that price. You know, right. I was like, man. But yeah, I would think the Active would be more for women.
But that's my wife's opinion. I don't know how mm-hmm. a lot of other women feel, mm-hmm. but you know, she does tend to think in general, there is a lot of women who like to have nice things that may be from a tech standpoint, mm-hmm. but they're just not very femininely built, or they don't give them enough variety. And she like for example, the Apple Watch to me has soft lines, but yet men buy them, women buy them, and they hit that they hit that middle ground where you could put a watch case on it or something and make it that much more masculine, but yet it still have the soft lines enough for women to wear.
And it is. It's like, I don't know. It just seems more, it doesn't seem like the Frontier to me. Like, you know, the Samsung doesn't have the weight to it.
Right.
It's just, it does. It looks soft.
Yeah. So besides the price, and the bill, is there anything else about it? You think you might get it, or you don't know, you might pass on it, or you gotta wait for a sale? I gotta wait for a sale.
I always wait for the sale. I got my little offer up app I look on.
Right.
See who's selling, because that's where people are always selling those things. But you know, it is smaller. I noticed it was thinner.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't look like it had as much weight to it. Right. I think it's like 14% thinner, 15% lighter than mm-hmm. the app or the Gear 2 watch or the Galaxy Watch 2.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's hard, man. I think I'm just going to have to wait on the sale on that. I don't think I would buy that straight up.
Right. Oh, you know what? We kind of glanced over. Let's talk. Now, the Note 20 Ultra, we was kind of chatting before we really got started here. Mm-hmm. Now it's going to be streaming Xbox games.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, do you game?
I do, and it's mostly on PlayStation.
Oh.
But you know, if it's something like that where you can, I mean, you'd be on the go, you know, you're waiting in the doctor's office or something. I mean, that would be cool to just pull up a game and be able to play like that. Go ahead.
No, but don't you gotta have the Xbox Game Pass? Because you're gonna be streaming your own personal games.
Yeah. I'm thinking, so I wonder how, the thing about that is I wonder how like the latency will be on that. Like, is it gonna be a lot of lag? Because you know, mobile networks aren't like, I mean.
Yeah, it all depends. Networks. It all depends, because like the gaming itself is gonna be smooth, because you got that 120 hertz refresh rate.
Oh, yeah.
So gaming is going to be smooth. And it depends on your network, you know, and, you know, it's going to be able to integrate the S Pen as part of your gaming experience. So, I mean, they may have a winner with that, you know.
Yeah, especially for me, since I love that S Pen, right? But yeah, I saw that, and I saw that. Aren't they giving away like 3 months free and a controller?
Yeah, it's
a pre-order
of Game Pass. Yeah,
and the controller with it, the Xbox controller. And I was like, oh man, that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah,
when I saw that. So I mean, if it's there, I get it and play. I'm sure I'll enjoy it. I mean, I love gaming, so I mean,
yeah. Now, the Galaxy Fold, foldable phones. Now, do those phones interest you? If you could afford one, would you get one, or they just don't interest you because you want the Note?
You know, the Galaxy Fold looks, it looks nice this year. I noticed they changed the name. You didn't notice that? You noticed that, didn't you?
Yeah.
The Galaxy Z Fold.
Yeah. They said, I'm just gonna call it a fold, man. I ain't about to go again, man. They got it all that. Man. They make it hard for themselves.
And it looks good though. I mean, they did they bought that display up. Now it's looking good. Is it like 6 inches on the outside now instead of just a 4?
Well, yeah, they got the when you fold it now is a way bigger display. It's 6 inches by 2, I think, off the top of my head, I'm going off. And that alone is a welcome, cool, you know, a new look, because I don't think they realize how many people would use that display in its folded form. And they realized that a lot of people wanted a bigger display, so that's what they're going to give them with this one.
Yeah, there were people complaining about that. Yeah, it looks, it's like the whole front of the phone now. So, I mean, it looks good, man. And it looks like they took that notch away, too. You remember a lot of people were complaining about on the inside.
Yeah.
So they took that out.
Yeah, but.
And then, oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, but 2,400 or whatever that thing is going to cost? That's a lot of money.
Yeah, did they get the price out on that yet?
Well,
I can imagine if they
know. Yeah, about 2,300, 2,400.
Man,
it's gonna be a lot.
Can't do that, man.
Not and even. If it, I don't know if it's gonna be in a carrier or not, though. But that's gonna be a lot of money down if it is in the carrier.
Oh yeah, man. You're talking about $80 a month or something, and then that's if you like lease. That's just leasing it or something. Yeah, they're going to get you on that.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of money. I don't know if,
Did you notice on the Unpacked when they had the customer questions at the end, when they were talking to him, and he said a lot of customers want the S Pen.
Yeah.
That was a feature that would really, I mean, I still wouldn't get it, but it would make me think about it. As if they had that S Pen in there. I noticed that he kind of dodged the question too, though.
Yeah.
He didn't really give him an answer. He kind of danced around it and then went off to the next question.
Yeah, if it had S Pen capabilities or something.
That'd be nice. Yeah. Had the X Pen put in there. Yeah, that'd be good, man. Telling me before it'd be hard. It seemed like it would be hard because it like scratched the glass or something more.
Well, no, I mean, it'd be hard to put it in that phone. It would have to be thicker because they've actually made the phone thinner. And when it's folded, even though the two pieces are folded together, it's thick. It's a thick phone. But I'm just saying, when it's unfolded into this full 7.6 inch display. Mm-hmm. It's actually a thinner phone, so it'd be harder to put an S Pen in there.
Yeah. Yeah, because if they put it in there, you think the hinge would be the best spot, but then that'd probably mess the technology they got going on there.
Oh, yeah.
I know that's special in itself.
Yeah. It'd really mess that hinge up. That hinge wouldn't, you know, the hinge already gave you issues by letting in dust and dirt and crumbs and everything else. So you would have a problem with that. And they're going to hold that other phone to flip. They're going to wait. I think they're going to have something on its own in October.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because you notice they didn't say nothing about the flip. Now, we didn't talk about the fold, the flip one.
The flip, the Z flip.
Yeah.
It was the Z flip last year. Now, yeah.
Yeah. So I think they're going to have something special for the Z flip later on in the fall, early part of the fall.
Yeah, and I noticed they said that they also used they took the technology, the glass they used on the Z Flip, they put it in the Z Fold this year. So that's what's in there. And so it just looks a lot better. And what stood out to you in the event the most?
The Fold
what
phone.
Would you,
the Fold. I mean, if I want to get a Fold phone, it's just that the price is really, really high. So I don't know. I might, you know what, if I can figure out a way to finesse that, I may try to get a fold too.
Yeah.
But I would literally would need to save, like I would need to start saving now, like putting away a little bit of money, a little bit of money, a little bit of money and save and then try to drop at least a half of it on the phone so I can at least get it down to a manageable amount.
Yeah, but, exactly.
Yeah. And to me, that's kind of high, man, because that's literally like I like Apple products. That's an iMac. That's a 5K display iMac. Man. That's bad. So you asking me like, would you rather get a Fold or a 5K display iMac?
Yeah.
You know, so man, that you know, you got to really love Samsung to make that move.
You got to love them. Yeah. Take them to the grave with you. Yeah.
All right. So real quick, let's talk some Pixel. Now, as of recently, I got me an email and I was asked to be a part of Team Pixel for the first time. Yes.
Congratulations, man. Oh, yeah.
Thank you. And, you know, last year I watched everybody else be part of Team Pixel and I just say, okay, I know my time is going to come one day. It's going to come. It's going to come. I didn't think it was going to come that fast. I thought it would come a little, maybe, you know, up the road a little bit longer when I had maybe a little bit bigger subscriber count and some other things, but they started to go back, you know, reach a little bit further down the line to some smaller content creators.
As they should.
Yeah. And I was given a Pixel 4a. Now I done had the phone now for about a few days and the camera photography, excellent. Video has kind of come up a little bit. It's a little bit better than the 3A XL that I had that I bought from last year. I love that 3A XL. I'm a big fan of stock Android in general. And the bigger Pixel, the flagship Pixels, was somewhat disappointing to me because of the design of the display, the notch. But I did have the Pixel 2 XL, and I've been a Nexus buyer for years. So if you remember the old Nexus phone.
Oh, yeah, I remember Nexus.
Yeah, so, I you know, and the thing I actually tweeted this out today, or I think it was, today, you know, being August. Well, today's day, August 8th, just in case somebody's listening to this podcast later. But I did tweet it out that this phone remind me of the Nexus 5. I don't know if you remember the Nexus 5.
And I don't, those were in my HTC days.
Okay. So it was the smaller Nexus phone. And it has this phone, this 4A, have the same form factor to this, but the display on the on the Nexus 5 was a 5.3 inch display, but the body was kind of reminiscent of the body of this. Cause you know, right now in this Pixel 4A, the screen is from almost edge to edge, not quite up to the edge. Whereas older phones, you may have had the same body size of this particular Pixel 4, but you have larger bezels.
And a big chin and a big forehead.
Big forehead and a big chin.
Yeah.
But even with those missing, this phone remind me of that Nexus 5. And that was probably one of the best Nexuses that was out.
Yeah. Yeah, I've never used a Nexus, Brian. I've never had Nexus.
Oh man, you
never. I was on a HTC kick for a long time, man. And then I started getting into the notes and I was like, oh man, this is one for me.
So you've never been a stock Android person, huh?
No, not really. It's just been
OnePlus.
Because it's a lot of what the phones though. I'm just getting into like the techie phone part of it. Like I'm learning a lot from you on this.
Oh, okay.
I know I just used to upgrade the HTCs all the time. Whenever the next one came out, I had that. And then HTC started burning out. Mm-hmm. And I saw the Note. I had the, you know, the S Pen. I'm like, I'm going to try these guys out. And I've just been with them ever since, man.
Okay. Well, real quick, in my opinion, I really, I'm looking forward to the, they're going to have another release of a flagship Pixel, and they're going to be 5G capable. And those are the ones I'm kind of looking forward to. I don't know if Team Pixel will be getting any of those flagship ones. I don't know if that's going to be reserved for more of the, I'm quite sure the bigger YouTubers are going to get the flagship ones, but I don't know if anybody on Team Pixel will get it. And usually they get, you know, we didn't get anything like a creator's box that like bigger YouTubers would get, where they might get the Pixel Buds and
like a little gift set or something.
Right, you know, just pretty much got the phone, and you know, they kind of wanted us to whenever we was to post any information, just make sure we tag them in it, and that's the only requirement that they would like, they requested of us. But at the same time, we were still allowed to have our opinions about the phone.
Like just give an honest opinion on what you think.
Yeah, we wasn't here to sell the phone, but at the same time, they know our very presence in presenting these phones will actually sell the phone itself.
Exactly.
But and the thing is, you know, everybody can make a good phone. It's hard to make a bad phone. So it's really hard for Google to make a bad phone. It was more or less that, you know, I think I like a larger phone. I wish this phone was a tad bit larger, but you know, this is what they wanted to do. The display is pretty good. The display is really nice, but it's Gorilla Glass 3. So I got to be careful of not scratching it. So I did get a tempered glass and a case.
Okay.
And
so when you see the Gorilla Glass 3, so all of the Gorilla, like the Note
20. There's different levels. Yeah, there's different levels of Gorilla Glass, and they're made by Corning Company.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So can you actually tell, like, by looking? I mean, like, scratch, isn't it?
Yeah, like, but the thing is that they have different. They got a scale, these little pencils called mold scales. Mm-hmm. And if, I don't know if you ever look at a Jerry Riggs everything.
I do. I've seen his video before.
Right, and those pins that he used to scratch the display scratches at a different Gorilla Glass level. So it may take him four of those pins to scratch, let's say, a particular level or grade of Gorilla Glass.
Okay.
And he would pretty much say, well, this would, like, if you had keys in your pocket, mm-hmm. or something, if your phone is bouncing around with the keys and rubbing up against the display, it'll have that same effect.
Oh, okay.
So you don't want to keep your, you know, a low end display like Gorilla Glass 3 in your pocket with your keys, because, you know, after a while your display started to look crappy.
Yeah, you're scratched up from the key. Yeah. Okay.
Right. And right now the tech on Gorilla Glass is up to 7 now.
Yeah, I noticed the Note 20 has that. The first one was Note 20 Ultra, the first one with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it should, by theory, take a long time to scratch it. But we all know, you know, it, I mean, to me, they still get scratched. They still get damaged. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's hype. I don't know what makes Gorilla Glass 3, 4, what's the difference between 3 to 4 to 5 to 6? All we have to do is, you got to pretty much take their word for that this display is stronger than the previous version of that glass.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's what you do. You just got to kind of, and then go with it.
Yeah. But just learning from dealing with it, you know that regardless of what they say, it still scratches.
Exactly. I mean, that's why I always use screen protectors, oh man.
Right.
Always. Yeah.
Because if there ever was a point where those Gorilla Glass lived up to their reputation, then nobody would ever make screen protectors. Screen protector companies would go out of business.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, there wouldn't be no White Stone Dome if Gorilla Glass 5 or Gorilla Glass 6 or whatever was on the last couple of notes actually worked.
Still haven't tried your White Stone Dome.
Man.
You have those, don't you?
I tried it one time. I don't use them too much. I think I badmouthed them too much on Twitter. They never sent me anything. I really be badmouthing them on Twitter, man. I be like, man, ain't no way in the world I'm going to pay $50 for
a screen protector
that I got to use all this glue and everything. And then when I take it off, I got to make sure I don't destroy my display underneath it. Man, they're not going to ever send me anything, man. I really go off on them. I don't have too many good things to say about them. And, you know, it takes a lot of practice to put their screen on too.
Yeah, I know. I saw a lot of people, looks like they was doing it on the first try. Of course, I know they probably messed up a bunch of times because it looked.
You put that glue on there, man. Once that glue hit and you put it on there crooked, it's on there. Yeah, you done. Ain't no mess up. And then can you imagine calling a company? Because some places, they'll tell you, like, if you have a problem with the installation, you know, just contact us and we'll help you out. We'll do it. You can't mess up too many times with White Stone and think they're going to keep sending you these $50 package of display to try to fix a mistake. They may do it once.
Yeah, but they ain't going to do it twice. You after a while.
Yeah. It is what it is.
Man.
Yeah.
What? So, let me jump back to the Unpacked again. Is that okay?
Yes. Yeah,
What did you think about the Tab S7 Plus?
Oh, I thought that was pretty nice. The Tab S7
screen. I was gonna just ignore it, but it looks really good. But again, it's expensive, man.
Yeah, but I don't know if Samsung got Apple envy, but they do a lot of Apple-like stuff. So,
because they trim those bezels down, man, it looks good. It's 12 inches now, and
yeah,
it looked good. 120 hertz risk refresh rate on that.
Yeah, and you can use that Android AirDrop feature with that tablet.
Is that out already?
Yeah, it's starting to roll out on some phones, and I think it's only going to be compatible with tablets in the beginning. Okay. And later on, it'll work its way to computers.
Okay. So my Note 20 will be able to AirDrop to my Tab S7.
Right.
Okay.
Like if you shot some videos on with your Note 10 or any picture, let's say you was drawing something from an artistic standpoint on your Note, you can drop it right to your Tab and finish it.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Cool, man. Yeah, but anyway, yeah, that's all I wanted to add on that. It just looked really good. It looked pretty cool.
Yeah. So I guess that brings to an end another podcast.
Yep.
I'd like to thank everybody out there who's been supporting us. You can find us on all your favorite podcasts, where you find your favorite podcast, whether it's on iTunes, Spotify, all the ones out there, all the big ones out there, Breaker, you name it, we're there. And you can also come to our anchor page, Gadget Switch, and feel free to leave a comment or you can donate to support the podcast. Other than that, I think that does it. You got anything you want to say in closing, V?
No, that's it, man.
That's it, man. All right. So again, we'll catch everybody in the next podcast. Thank you, and we're out.
Peace.